The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today.
Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. I'm excited for today because I get to talk about one of my favorite subjects, travel. Traveling truly changed my life, and honestly, I haven't been to that many places. The first real trip I took was to Hawaii for my best friend's wedding back in 07, and I was immediately taken with the culture and the beauty of the island. And although Hawaii is technically still the U.S., it definitely has a different feel, a more relaxed feel, and you feel like you're out of the country. It was a great first step into the world of travel for me. Now, from there, I went to Italy for the first time in 08, and that was what really hooked me into the benefits of traveling. Traveling is about experiences and life should be too. Spend your money on those experiences. Just some advice for me, all right? My guest today is travel journalist Patricia Schultz. Her new book, Why We Travel, is super dope, and it's the new guide to my bucket list. Definitely check that out. Let's get it started. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Polo Kitty. Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here. A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 87 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, I love talking travel, author of Why We Travel, 100 Reasons to Get Up and Go, Patricia Schultz. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I absolutely love your book. I received it, I think, a week or two ago, and it was just the first time you look at it, it's almost impossible to look down, to look away. I kept telling my wife, like, oh, we got to go here. We got to go here. But basically, it's a collection of pictures of places that you visited, and then a lot of quotes or affirmations to go along with it, correct?
Yes. It's essentially visual because I'm such a visual person, because there's so much, and because the world lends itself to being so visually captivating. But then on top of that, there are all these different layers with hacks and suggestions and anecdotes and confirmations and affirmations and call them whatever you will, but it's all this multi-layered inspiration to get off the couch. We've done enough Netflixing. The pandemic is lifting, hopefully. We're able to travel now again. And the world has grown a little bit complacent, while others have just jumped on it with this revenge travel approach. We've had a crazy summer, and you've probably heard about all the delays and the lost luggage. But that will settle. And come this fall and into next year, I'm hoping that people continue to keep traveling again, because we've understood, if nothing else, that there are no guarantees. And travel, whatever is important to you, now that the pandemic has taught us life lessons, whatever is important to you, I think we need to do more of that. And in this case, for me, certainly, it's travel.
I completely agree with that. I love getting out and seeing the world. And my wife and I have been lucky to travel somewhat. We're not quite in anywhere near your ballpark there, but we've been able to get out quite a bit in the past, 10 years that we've been together. I want to ask you, when it comes to traveling, when you go different places, and I know this probably depends on the exact place you are, but my wife and I, we prefer to stay in Airbnbs rather than hotels, because among other reasons, that you probably get more space. And now that we have a kid, like that's great. Yeah. But also the fact that you can actually stay in the neighborhood and kind of immerse yourself in a culture more so than you do if you're in a hotel. So I want to kind of get your preference. Would you rather stay in an Airbnb, or are you a hotel person?
Well, it depends a lot on the destination and the city. And also, just generally speaking, I always mix it up. So I could stay, in a country for 10 days and change hotels/Airbnbs 3 or 4 times with a mix of all of the above. So I love hotels. I started in hotels. Some of them are pretty seedy, and I probably would never go near them again now. But that's what I always knew. And it's just, they're exciting to me to kind of check in, hand your passport over, and it's all part of the experience. But so are Airbnbs, because like you said, you like to think you're one of the locals. You know, you go to the supermarket, they at the local bar, they know how you like your coffee. You know, you feel that you're, you know, you've really, you know, put both your feet in the pool. But it's all good. And I understand why people will choose one or over the other. It used to be when the Airbnbs were like way crazy inexpensive, and now not so much. So it depends on what's available too, you know. And if you're one person or a family, or if you're three generations, or, you know, it depends on many things. But I love Airbnbs. Really, what you can find now is pretty astonishing.
Yeah. And I remember we went to Palermo back in 2016. And I think that was our first big like Airbnb. And we were like, I don't think we're ever going to like not do Airbnbs anymore. I think this is our way of doing it. So for young people out there, because if I had to go back and do it all over again, I love what I do for a living, but I would also love to do what you do for a living. How did you even get in this industry? You're a travel journalist, basically, correct?
Yeah. How did that happen?
Yes. This is a dream job that nobody taught us about in school.
I know. I didn't even know it was a thing. And it's certainly more a thing now with influencers and digital nomads and people who are living from, you know, they may not promote travel as such, but they have a lifestyle that is similar to mine in that they're always on the go and living someplace else that's more exciting than back home in your parents', you know, basement. But I just would accept whatever assignment was given to me once I happened upon the first assignment that came out of the blue, and somebody was in a jam and I was living in Italy and could I do them a favor? And I did. And then it was kind of a light bulb epiphany. And I thought, wow, I think I can do this, but nobody told me that you really make no money. So, you know, if it's the lifestyle you want for years and years and years, that's what I pursued. I barely had enough, you know, money to pay my rent back home in New York, but that became my Airbnb that I was renting out when Airbnb wasn't even yet a thing. So you need to be very creative. You need to, you know, have very limited expenses because, like I said, you don't make much money, but oh my gosh, I saw things and met people and went places that I never could have afforded else, you know, otherwise. And slowly, I mean, it took decades, but it was decades full of living this incredible life. And slowly the path kind of unfolds. And when you look back in retrospect, I realize that had I not done A, B, C, and D, it wouldn't have led me to ultimately where I am, you know, all those years later. So it's crazy with life because most of where you wind up, most of the places where we wind up are not necessarily where we intended to go. And yet they're very much what you've always wanted. You just didn't know. So life is pretty cool that way, or can be potentially. And in my case, it worked out pretty perfectly.
I think it's great that you're able to kind of undo that brainwashing that we are in America that, you know, we place value on possessions. We're a possession culture. But life isn't about possessions. It's about experiences. And you should spend your money on the experiences. I've never regretted a dollar that I've spent, you know, traveling. Possessions, on the other hand, there's some things that, you know, have broken and gone the wrong way, right?
In fact, that's one of the things in my book that says it's the best investment in yourself. So, you know, do you need 11 pairs of shoes? Do you need the second anything? Do you need the second home? Do you need the second car? Do you need a new iPhone every 8 months? Do you need any of those things, really? So, and now that I can actually afford them, I don't want them because I understand, like you said, you have this arrival in life when you realize what's important to you. So I much rather spend money on travel. They say that it's the only thing that you can buy that makes you richer.
Oh,
and I'm feeling pretty rich.
Yeah, you should. Out of all the places you've been, I'm gonna this is like a two-part question. Like, one, where do you go if money's not an object? And two, where's the best place to go or the most beautiful thing to see, whatever, on a budget?
So I, you know, regardless of budget or no budget or time or no time, because I'll go for a long weekend or I'll go for 3 months. And you mentioned Palermo, so I'm thinking that maybe you're of Italian descent.
I went to the actual town that my great grandmother migrated from. It's a little town called Lingua Glossa in Sicily. And that's right on the foothills of Etna. And we got to do Etna and we did Sicily for Americans. Like, I like strong. Like, go to Sicily. It's such an interesting and beautiful place.
And it's so not Italy.
Yes, that too.
I mean, it is. It's like somebody dropped you off on another planet. And yeah. My family on my mother's side is all from southern Italy because that's where they came from. There was no opportunity. There was no money to be had. So all of southern Italy emptied out and came to Canada, the U.S. and Australia. Wow. So I went for a few days and I stayed for a few years. And that was in Florence. And I learned the language and I scoured the country from the Alps in the north to Sicily in the south and then everything in between. And I go back as regularly as I can because to me, simply, there is no place else anywhere like Italy. It's just so rich and it's so fun and surprising at every time. You know, you think you've got it all and then you go there and it's so much more beautiful and more delicious than you ever imagined.
I always tell people, like, what my wife and I learned was the big cities are cool. Rome is cool. Florence is cool. It's the little towns. We were married in a little town called Cortona in Tuscany. It's the little towns in Italy that, like, we're like, we just want to go to the little towns. Like, we're cool on all this
stuff. They're magical. Like, I know. And then the countryside that surrounds those little towns, usually Tuscany or Umbria. I mean, it's just stunning, really. And all the UNESCO sites and the antiquities and the museums. And can you get a bad meal?
No.
I think not. No. So anyway, that's where I would go where I do go time and again, whenever I have an opportunity, I can't go enough. And then on a budget, you know, a lot of the thing is that a lot of these destinations that are really inexpensive, like Asia and Southeast Asia and the Pacific Islands, I mean, you can stay for nothing. Or in Eastern Europe, like in Romania and Bulgaria, in the small towns especially. But the airfare to get to Asia or China or Vietnam or Thailand is not always inexpensive. But once you get there, you can live incredibly well because the people, it's safe. The people are gracious and lovely. The food is wonderful. The markets, the islands, the beaches, everything is just beautiful. And the people are really some of the most sincere and gentle and accommodating and gracious. It's the whole package. So I suggest Southeast Asia, Vietnam. I love Vietnam. I just came back from Laos, Cambodia. And there's not so much of a language barrier anymore because now the young people with social media, et cetera, everybody, there's always somebody who speaks enough to get you out of your whatever complication you find yourself in.
My last question, I got to let you out of here because I know they're going to, they're pressuring me here. But domestically here in the United States, kind of the best little hidden gem here. What would you say that is?
Well, I love Utah. I love the, and the big national parks, there are five of them and they're stunning, are great and wonderful. But the lesser crowded areas that can be every bit as beautiful are the state parks or the recreations or everything in between. So Utah and that whole area of the Southwest is really wonderful. And I also love the Southeast. I love, you know, the Carolinas and the islands off the coast of North and South Carolina and Georgia. And I love up in the highlands outside of Asheville, the Appalachia Mountains and the Blue Ridge Park driveway or something. If you want to do the great road trip in the autumn time now that the weather's turning and the leaves are going to be turning. So we have a lot in the U.S. I mean, really, you could. And of course, the Pacific Coast Highway in California. But then if you keep going into Oregon, there's another 360 odd miles of coastline in Oregon that's just as beautiful. So really, you know, you need to get off the sofa and get out there and see it all because postpone no pleasure, I say.
Totally agree. I love your book, Why We Travel. Patricia Schultz, thank you so much for doing this. I could talk to you literally for hours. Thank you.
Next time. Thank you. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Bye.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today.
I want to say thank you once again to my guest, Patricia Schultz. Seriously, get her book, Why We Travel. It is super dope. No matter what platform you're currently listening to this podcast on, please make sure that you subscribe, follow, whatever the hell they call it on whatever that platform is. If they let you rate and review, go ahead and say something nice about your boy as well. Definitely appreciate that. Don't forget to follow me, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, everything at DolaWhite101, DolaWhite101. Brand new episode drops first thing next Wednesday morning. My guest will be Mike Allen, co-author of Smart Brevity, The Power of Saying More with Less. Going to be a super dope episode next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. That's it. I'm done. I'm out. Bye.